Moving Dr. John Robinson up to Thursday because no markets tomorrow, so it's a three-day weekend for a lot of people. Cotton Economist, Texas A&M College Station, you taking tomorrow off?
I have to double-check and see if we have it off. I'm not sure.
Just call in sick on the way to work.
Yeah, I guess futures markets will be closed.
Yeah, no markets tomorrow. We're down 86 to 172 right now on the cotton exchange.
Well, that's after a rather strong showing yesterday. Really, all week long, we've kind of marched higher. Yesterday, we were over 80 cents, reportedly on a lot of speculative buying, and they're doing what they call rolling now. The July contract is getting ready to expire, so everybody that had positions in July are selling them, but they're apparently coming in strong and buying December, which that's sort of a confidence indicator.
I saw where there's some storms down your way too, huh?
Oh, it's been wet in this corner of the state. Yeah, we were getting rains from another system, but now we've got a tropical, full-blown official tropical thing kind of floating up the coast last time I looked, which is, to be honest, it's kind of bad timing. They're harvesting grain sorghum in South Texas now, and the only thing that'll benefit from the current rain would be really late planted stuff in South Texas. I hope the rains don't mess with harvest.
Well, we've had a couple inches of rain this last couple weeks here. That's good.
Yeah, that makes it curious to me why the market's rallying instead of weakening. But I'll take the rain and I'll take the higher prices.
Well, we usually talk about the export numbers today on a Friday, but it's Thursday, so we don't even have those for us till later this morning.
Yeah, we'll have to see. That'll be the exports as of a week ago when prices were not rallying as much. So maybe that stimulated a bit more export sales. We'll have to see at 7:30 what the numbers show.
Hey, I can hear what you're doing. It sounds like you have an eraser. Are you using a pencil?
No. No.
You need to be out by the pool, John, so we can hear some birds or something.
Yeah.
You used to do a report by the pool sometimes.
I could do that, yeah. I need to clean the pool today.
So our December cotton contract right now is at 78.93, down 86. What's the trading range going to be for the rest of this month, you think?
Having gone over 80, I could see the trading range being, I would expect, upper 70s to upper to lower 80s, so 77 to 83. And then I would also point out that on average, prices tend to peak at this time of the year, late June. So this may be the last hurrah. Nothing's absolute about that, but on average prices tend to peak. So, you know, if they get up to the lower 80s, 81, 82, 83, that may be something worth trying to sell into or hedge at.
So it was 103 here at the station yesterday. It's a little toasty.
I'll take the tropical winds off the Gulf.
Luckily, there wasn't any wind, so it could have been worse yesterday.
I suppose it, yeah. That could.
So, what do you got going on today? Heading to work?
No, I've actually got a doctor's appointment. I got to see how my heart is doing. So I'll get the export numbers and do a little number crunching when I get back from that appointment.
All right, have a good weekend. We'll chat again next week. Check with your staff to see if you have to work tomorrow, John.
Yeah, how
Give out your phone number there and we'll talk next week.
look forward to that. And meanwhile, folks can reach me at 979-204-9937.